In the holy name of Jesus, amen. If you don't keep up with cable news programs, you may have missed an interview recently that has piqued the attention of some people within the church. Late last week, Anderson Cooper of CNN sat down with Stephen Colbert of The Late Show to discuss an array of topics ranging from politics to his personal life. As they crept into a discussion on the loss of loved ones and suffering, Anderson Cooper, rather choked up, says to Colbert, "You told an interviewer that you have learned to, in your words, love the things that I most wish had not happened. You went on to say, what punishment of God's are not gifts? Do you really believe that? Well, Chapel of the Cross, do you believe that? I especially ask you this question today when all of our readings seem so doom and gloom. Sure, our Old Testament lesson is rather joyful, God gathering all the nations and tongues to show forth his glory. But this text is preceded by the Lord coming in fire, rendering his anger and fury. We are then confronted by our epistle lesson, which calls for our discipline and our reproof. And then, to top it all off, Jesus asks us to suffer, to pass through that rather hard-to-enter narrow door. Or else we'll be sent to the place where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth." Did you hear what Jesus said? Salvation is a narrow door, not a wide one. And with 7 billion people on earth, well, how can we really all fit through? This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. This is nothing to say of the concrete doom and gloom situations that may have struck you this week. You all know it well, I'm sure, the baggage that you and I carry or drag along with us into church today. Those thoughts and words and deeds, both known and unknown to us, those committed by us and against us, which cause us to drop our hands and weaken our knees. We're all just trying our best to enter through the narrow door of righteousness, but it seems like we're being punished for doing so. Look, for example, at St. Bartholomew, otherwise known as Nathaniel, whose saint day was commemorated yesterday. He too was called by God, just as we were. He too served the Lord with gladness, yet had his own baggage that he carried with him. He too tried entering through the narrow door of righteousness, only to get skinned alive, literally. I bet some of you today are feeling rather skinned alive. Maybe in your struggle with sin, you haven't come to the point of shedding actual blood, as the epistle lesson says. But this week, this month, this year, well, it has been brutal for you. It swept over you, and you're left saying to yourself or crying out loud, "Why, God? Why me? Why my loved one? What is with this punishment?" And while it probably doesn't help that the vicar's first sermon as vicar is entitled "Punishment as Gift." Really, Vic, What do you know? How about my loneliness and heartache and pain and suffering? What do you know, Vic? Well, my friends, I ask you to indulge me for just a moment more. In her genius little book, And It Was Good, author Madeline L'Engle speaks of this punishment. But she writes about it in a way that seems rather foreign to us. Here's L'Engle. There is only one purpose for punishment, and that is to teach a lesson. And there is only one lesson to be taught, and that is love. Perfect love banishes fear. And when we are not afraid, we know that love which includes forgiveness. When the lesson to be learned is not love, that is not punishment. It's revenge or retribution. Probably the lesson of love is the most terrible punishment of all, an almost intolerable anguish. For it means that the sinner has to realize what he or she has done. They have to be truly sorry, to repent, and to turn to God. This world seeks its retribution and revenge against you. This is true, and there's absolutely no love in this. We know this too because we've been both the receiver and the giver of revenge and retribution. The lesson to be learned in revenge and retribution is deep and abiding fear. But punishment, according to L'Engle, well, that's a different story. Punishment comes from the affection of a heavenly Father who creates and sustains and recreates. The lesson to be learned in punishment is a deep and abiding love. A love that outpours from the Trinity. A love that is costly. That love is the result of punishing the body of Christ on the cross. Bruised and bloodied, Christ is beaten and crucified with, and this is so desperately important, every last drop of the punishment of God and the retribution of the world, taking it all upon himself. Christ crucified becomes the narrow door of righteousness, the door that we shouldn't fear to walk through. But frankly, brothers and sisters, when we walk through the narrow door of the cross, not everything about ourselves fits. Our sin and our sins need to be trimmed off to fit through that narrow door. We need to be crucified with Christ to enter into righteousness. And if you didn't know, crucifixion hurts. Because crucifixion means our old Adam has to die. But this dying is not something that you and I have to fear. This is not a dying on a cross with nails and spikes, but a crucifixion that happens in the depths of the baptismal font. In that font, it all dies. Sin, death, and the power of the devil, your addiction and loneliness, your aching bones, and your worry. When these things die in that font, it may feel as if you're being skinned alive. But the good news is that from that font and through that narrow door, only you are raised back to life by Christ. From the grave you come forth, resurrected. Now your new resurrected body needs to be, as the letter to the Hebrews states, disciplined, so that the fruit of righteousness may sprout forth. This discipline, well, it also shouldn't be anything to be frightened by. In fact, this discipline of the body can be summed up in 7 words, and you can count with me if you'd like, just to make sure I got it correct. Touch holy things. Don't touch unholy things. In your new resurrected body, touch the holy things of Christ. His word, his baptism, his body and blood on the altar. Touch joy and peace, patience and kindness and self-control. These things are good for you. And do yourself a favor. Don't touch the unholy things that Christ crucified in the font. That just won't do you any good. So, is punishment really gift? It sure is. Because Christ has taken the punishment. Entering through that narrow door kills us, but Jesus makes us alive. Jesus lifts our drooping hands and strengthens our knees. Jesus' love casts out fear. Jesus yields in us fruit of righteousness by giving us holy things to touch. Jesus makes us into more of who we were intended to be, more fully human. Struggle to enter through the narrow door. For the Lord has taken the punishment and leads you into eternal life with his love. In the holy name of Jesus, amen.